All right, everyone get ready because today we're diving deep into a world where AI is like stepping off the sidelines and taking charge.
Yeah, into the driver's seat.
Exactly.
Right.
We're talking about these things called AI agents. And specifically, we're going to be looking at this new one from OpenAI
Oh, yeah.
called Operator.
It's pretty amazing.
And the best part is we're not just like theorizing here.
Oh.
We're looking at a live demo.
You've got a front row seat to this.
A live
The
announcement.
cutting edge of AI.
And you might be asking, like, what's so cool about this?
Right. Why should I care?
So picture this,
Yeah.
an AI that can browse the web
Okay.
and do things for you,
Like an assistant.
like your own personal digital assistant.
Okay.
And in this demo, Operator didn't just talk the talk, it booked restaurant reservations.
Wow.
It ordered groceries from like a handwritten list
No
and
way.
even found event tickets. It was like watching the future unfold like right in front of us.
What we're seeing here is like a huge step towards AI that can act on its own in the digital world.
Like doing stuff that used to need us to tell it exactly what to do.
Yeah, like really specific instruction.
Remember when Operator was working with OpenTable? It was navigating that. It wasn't just finding a table.
No.
It corrected the location
Yeah.
based on custom instructions. It was like thinking, okay, this person wants to be in San Francisco, not New York.
Right.
Got it.
Like it understood the context.
And then there was the grocery list.
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't scribbled down a shopping list on a piece of paper?
Like all the time.
But Operator took that handwritten list, and thanks to GPT-4's image recognition, it was able to like decipher it,
It could read it.
add those items to an Instacart basket.
Oh my gosh.
I'm still like mind blown by that one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's one thing to tell an AI, hey, add milk to my cart. But to understand a handwritten list,
That's next level.
that felt like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Absolutely.
And it didn't stop there.
Kept going.
Operator was juggling like all these tasks all at the same time,
Oh, yeah.
searching for event tickets, booking cleaning services,
Yeah.
even ordering pizza. He
Wow.
was like having this super efficient, like personal assistant
Yeah.
who could multitask
Without breaking a sweat.
without even getting tired.
Totally.
So we've seen what operators can do,
The demo was impressive.
but what's happening like behind the scenes?
Yeah, how does it all work?
Can you tell us about the tech that's making all of this happen?
So it all comes down to this new AI model
Okay.
called Qua, built on GPT-4.
GPT-4.
But
Okay.
here's the crazy part.
All right, lay it on me.
Qua isn't just processing language. It's trained to interact with a computer,
Okay.
just like a human would.
Wait, really?
It's using the screen, the mouse, the keyboard.
So it's like actually seeing the computer screen
Yeah.
and interacting with it like we do.
Like clicking and typing.
That's insane.
That's a game changer.
That's a total game changer.
Yeah. Previous AI agents, they needed these special things
Yep.
called APIs
APIs, right?
to talk to websites. Qua just skips all that.
So it's like cutting out the middleman,
Interacts directly with the website,
like a human.
just like you or me.
So instead of having to speak like a special computer language,
Yeah.
Kua is fluent in clicking buttons and typing in search bars.
It's wild.
That's absolutely
It
wild.
opens up so many
I can
possibilities.
barely keep up with my inbox.
Right.
And now AI is out here browsing the web and getting things done. What does this mean for the future of like everything?
That's the big
That's the
cause,
million-dollar question.
isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we get too lost in like existential dread,
Right.
let's talk about how OpenAI is making sure that this incredible power is being used responsibly
They talked about safety and
as
reliability.
like key priorities.
Yeah,
Right.
they've got this multi-layered approach. And one key part is the human-in-the-loop system.
Okay.
Before operator does anything big, it asks for confirmation.
Like from the user.
Yeah, think of it as a built-in double check.
So it's like having an assistant who's super eager to help,
Right.
but knows to check in before hitting that confirm purchase button.
On that $1,000 impulse buy.
Exactly.
Exactly. They're also using these benchmarks
Oh.
like Webarena and Osworld
Webarena, Osworld.
to test operator. These are like testing grounds to see how well it performs.
So it's like rigorous training for a digital athlete.
Yeah.
It's constantly pushing the boundaries of what's possible, but doing so in a controlled environment
Where it can learn.
where it can improve.
That's a great analogy.
It highlights that this technology, while it's incredibly advanced, it's still in its early stages.
We're just seeing the tip of the iceberg.
I feel like I've seen so much already.
I know, right?
Okay, so we've seen Operator in action. We've peeked under the hood at Kua.
Right.
And we've talked about these safety measures.
The safeguards.
This is pretty mind-blowing stuff.
It is.
But it's also raising some big questions for me.
Yeah, like what does it all mean?
And I'm sure for our listener as well.
Yeah.
Questions about the future of work.
Mm-hmm.
The ethics of AI making decisions.
Right.
And like the balance of power between humans and machines.
Those are exactly the questions we need to be thinking about.
Yeah.
As this technology keeps developing.
And in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to tackle those questions head on.
We're going to get into it.
So stay tuned because things are about to get really interesting.
It's going to be a good one. Welcome back to our deep dive into AI agents.
Back again.
Before we jump into like all the big questions this technology raises,
yeah.
Let's go back for a second, revisit.
Yep.
What makes OpenAI's Operator so groundbreaking? You know, we were just talking about how Operator is powered by this new AI model.
Called Kua.
Yeah.
Which is trained to use a computer.
Right.
Just like a human would.
Like it's not just understanding language.
No, it's like interacting with websites.
Directly.
Clicking, typing, scrolling.
All that stuff.
All the things we do.
And that's what's so different from previous AI assistants.
Okay.
It's not limited to specific tasks or like pre-programmed commands.
Yeah.
It's learning to navigate the digital world the same way we do.
So we've got this really capable AI agent that can theoretically handle all sorts of online tasks.
Like a lot of stuff.
But the question I keep thinking about is, where do we fit in?
Right.
How do human skills and expertise remain relevant in a world where AI is getting more capable?
That's a big question.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't think it has a simple answer.
No.
But what's interesting to me is that these AI agents, like Operator, they don't have to be seen as replacing humans.
Yep.
They could be a powerful tool to make what we do even better.
Yeah.
So instead of like humans versus AI, it's more like humans with AI.
Exactly.
Like a partnership.
Think of it as a collaboration.
Okay.
We bring our creativity, you know, our critical thinking, our ability to understand complex situations and make good decisions.
Right.
And AI brings its speed, its efficiency, its ability to process information.
Right.
And complete tasks at a scale we could never do on our own.
So each side brings its own superpower to the table.
Hmm.
And together, we can do even greater things.
Exactly. Think of doctors using AI to analyze medical images, finding patterns and potential diagnoses that a human might miss.
Okay.
Or architects.
Yeah.
Using AI to simulate different building designs, optimizing for like energy efficiency and sustainability.
That's cool.
Or writers using AI to like brainstorm ideas.
I could use that.
And overcome writer's block.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's not about AI taking over our jobs.
No, right.
It's about AI boosting our abilities.
Right.
And helping us push the limits.
Of what's possible.
Exactly.
I like that.
As AI keeps getting better, I think we'll see even more innovative things.
You can't even imagine right now.
Applications we haven't even dreamed of yet.
Yeah.
But of course, it's not all perfect.
Right.
There are definitely some concerns we need to address.
Yeah. Like
as this technology gets more powerful and becomes part of our lives.
What kind of concerns?
Well, for one, the potential for AI to make decisions that we don't fully understand or agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're giving some control to these algorithms.
Yeah.
How can we be sure that their values are the same as ours?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And that's why transparency is so important in AI development.
Okay.
We need to be able to understand
like how these algorithms actually work.
Yeah.
And what data they're trained on and how they make decisions. So it's not just about what AI is doing.
Yeah.
It's about how it's doing it.
The how and the why.
We need to peek under the hood.
Yeah.
And make sure these systems are working the way we want them to.
That they align with our values and goals.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this is where humans are still really important.
Okay.
We need to have experts who can interpret what these AI systems are doing.
Right.
Who can find potential biases or flaws.
Yeah.
And who ultimately can make the final decisions.
So we can't just like set it and forget it.
No.
We need to be involved.
Yeah.
In how these systems are developed,
right.
Deployed, and monitored.
To make sure they're being used responsibly.
Ethically.
Yeah. And it's not just about technical expertise. It's about having these open and honest conversations about the bigger picture.
Like, what does this mean for society?
What kind of world do we want with this technology? Yeah. What are the good things and the bad things? How can we make sure AI empowers people?
Yeah.
And not, like, manipulates them or takes advantage of them?
Those are big questions.
They are?
And honestly, I'm a little intimidated
yeah.
by how big all this is.
It's a lot to take in.
It feels like we're at the beginning of something huge. And it's hard to know what the future holds.
I get that feeling. Yeah. It's exciting and a little scary at the same time.
For sure.
But it's important to remember we're not just watching this happen.
Right.
We have a say.
Uh-huh.
We can shape the future of AI.
Okay.
By the choices we make, the things we support,
yeah.
and the conversations we have.
So we need to be proactive, not reactive.
Exactly.
It's about taking responsibility for the technology and using it to build a better future.
I like that.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
But I'm curious,
yeah.
what does that actually look like?
Right.
What are some real things we can do
uh-huh.
to make sure AI helps humanity?
Well, one thing is to support the research. That puts human well-being first.
Okay, so AI that's made to solve real-world problems.
Yeah, like climate change, poverty and disease.
Right, so focusing on AI that has a positive impact.
Exactly.
Not just AI that's about making money or being efficient.
Right, we also need rules and regulations that make sure AI is developed and used responsibly.
Okay, so things like protecting our data.
Yeah.
Making sure algorithms are transparent.
Mm-hmm.
And having ways to hold people accountable when AI systems cause problems.
Mm.
So basically making sure we have a set of rules for this new technology.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we also need to teach people about AI.
Okay.
The more people understand how AI works, the better we can make good decisions about it.
It's like knowledge is power.
Yeah.
The more we know about AI, the more control we have.
And it's not just about technical stuff.
No.
It's about encouraging critical thinking and ethical thinking.
So going beyond the technical stuff
right.
and talking about the bigger questions AI brings up.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the most interesting parts of all this.
Yeah.
It's not just about building better algorithms.
No.
It's about understanding what it means to be human in a world with intelligent machines.
That's deep.
It is.
And it reminds me that this conversation about AI, it's not just about the technology.
It's a human conversation.
It's about our values, our hopes, and our vision for the future.
Yeah.
And it's a conversation we all need to be part of.
Because the choices we make today about AI will affect people for generations.
Wow.
I think we've covered a lot in this part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
We've talked about AI's potential to help us, the importance of transparency, and the need for ethics and regulations.
Right, but there's still so much to explore.
There is.
And in the final part of our deep dive, we're going to focus on the future of AI agents.
What's coming next?
What are the new trends?
Mm-hmm.
What challenges and opportunities are out there?
Yeah.
And ultimately, what kind of future do we want to create with this incredible technology?
It's going to be good.
All right, welcome back to our deep dive.
We're back.
Into the world of AI agents.
Yeah.
We've seen what Operator can do. We've gone under the hood with Kua.
Yeah, the tech behind it all.
We've even wrestled with some of those big questions it brings up.
About the future of work,
About AI in society.
Right, the big picture.
But now I want to look ahead. What's next for AI agents? Where is this all going?
Well, if the past few years have taught us anything, it's that the future of AI is going to be full of surprises.
Yeah, for sure.
But there are a few things I'm keeping my eye on.
Okay, like what?
One big one is this move toward more general purpose AI.
Okay.
Right now, Operator is pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, it can do a lot.
But it's still made for specific types of tasks.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, we might see AI agents that can handle a way wider range of stuff.
Like what?
Like adapting and learning new skills as they go.
So instead of having one AI for booking travel, one for your calendar, one for writing emails?
You could have one AI that can do it all.
Really?
Yeah, imagine that.
Wow.
An AI that can book your flights, your hotels, even write your out-of-office message, research restaurants.
Wow.
Suggest local attractions.
All based on what I like.
Based on your interests.
It'd be like having a super assistant.
A truly comprehensive digital assistant.
That understands everything.
That knows you inside and out.
Okay, that's pretty mind-blowing. What else is coming?
Another exciting thing is human-AI collaboration.
Okay.
We've talked about AI making humans better, right?
Augmenting our abilities.
But I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible when humans and AI team up.
Like a real partnership.
Exactly.
So instead of AI taking our jobs, it's more about humans and AI working together.
To solve problems in new ways.
Like what kind of problems?
Imagine doctors working with AI to diagnose diseases
okay.
earlier and more accurately.
That would be huge.
Or engineers.
Uh-huh.
Partnering with AI to design safer transportation.
That's a good one.
Or teachers using AI to create personalized lessons for every student.
So AI can help us do what we do best, even better.
It's about combining our strengths.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. It seems like the key to this whole AI future isn't to be scared of it.
Right.
It's not about resisting it.
No, it's about working with it.
It's about embracing the potential
for collaboration
to create something amazing
together.
I like that.
AI is a tool, right? Okay. Like any tool can be used for good or bad.
Right.
It's up to us to guide its development.
To make sure it's used for the right reason.
To benefit all of humanity.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
But it's also kind of a lot to think about.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility.
How can we as individuals actually make a difference in all of this?
Well, the first thing is to just be aware.
Okay.
Pay attention.
To the news.
To what's happening.
Read articles.
Listen to podcasts.
Like this one, right?
Exactly.
So the more we know, the better we can participate in the conversation.
And advocate for the future we want.
So knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Got it. What else?
Think about the skills you're learning.
Okay.
Focus on the things humans are good at.
Like what?
Creativity, critical thinking, emotional intelligence.
Okay.
These are going to be super valuable in a future where AI is doing more of the routine stuff.
So don't try to beat the AI
at
its own game.
Right.
Focus on what makes us human.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
And most importantly, don't be afraid to ask questions.
Okay.
Challenge assumptions. Have those tough conversations about the ethics of AI.
Yeah.
This tech is going to change our lives. It's important that we all have a voice in how that happens.
I'm feeling a bit better now.
Good.
It's not about giving into the machines.
No.
It's about taking charge.
Shaping the world we want.
Exactly.
And remember, this is just the beginning. AI is going to keep changing.
Uh-huh.
We need to keep learning, adapting, and talking about it.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap things up.
Yeah.
A future where humans and AI work together.
Combining our strengths.
To create a world that's both innovative and kind.
That's the goal.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI agents.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious.
Yeah.
Keep exploring.